This is program number LW2749. Benjamin Franklin. He was a colorful character. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you what Benjamin Franklin did one day. He had a friend who claimed to be an atheist. Now, an atheist, you know, is one who says, and there's no doubt about it, he believes that God absolutely does not exist. Well, Franklin set out to convince his friend that common sense says there has to be a God. And here's the way Franklin did it. He hired an artist to build a beautiful model of our solar system and to make it work. I mean, that was a real science project. The man did it. He fixed it so that it could be set in motion and featured each planet revolving in its exact orbit around the sun. Well, Franklin then carried the thing to his friend. They unveiled it, and then Franklin watched the delight in the man's eyes as he saw the little miniature solar system work. "Who made this thing?" the man asked, and that's exactly what Franklin wanted him to ask. Franklin said simply, "No one." Then the man got the point. You know, a design means there has to be a designer. There are lots of science teachers in schools around the country, lots of books, and you can even go to places like the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., to exhibits like what's in the Smoky Mountains, to a lot of places. And what we're being told is that all this around us, it just happened by chance. 50 years ago, there was an astronomer in Belgium who insisted that all of our planets and suns and moons and stars are arranged like they are because something exploded in space, something called a cosmic egg. It just exploded and threw off everything into its exact place, and it all happened by accident. No one made it. Of course, he doesn't say where all this cosmic egg stuff came from. Wouldn't someone have had to make it? Anyway, what we see in outer space, as well as inner space, is design, frankly, and design demands there has to be a designer. It really happened. I got another story for you. A long time ago, a famous preacher was traveling across the country, speaking in lots of places, and it was during the days when they didn't have television to keep them home, so people from all kinds of backgrounds turned out to hear this guy. As a result, he faced even the hecklers who came out. One night, just about the time he was about to get up and begin his speech, an usher handed him a note. He supposed that it was some kind of an announcement, so he quieted the large audience and prepared to read the note. He unfolded it, and what he found was just one word: fool. Well, this guy was a colorful man and able to think quickly on his feet. He said, this is most unusual. He said, I've been handed a message which contains just one word, the word fool. He said, I've often heard of those who have written letters and forgotten to sign their names, but this is the first time I have ever heard of anyone who signed his name and forgot to write the letter. As a result of that note, he changed his topic, and he spoke on the subject taken from a verse in the Bible, the one that says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. I know as you're sitting or standing there listening to me, you believe God exists, or you wouldn't spend time listening to me day after day. That's because I constantly talk about God. But there are lots of people around who wonder, does God really exist? If you know of anyone, or if you'd like to satisfy any doubts, you know, down deep within yourself, I've got a little booklet that I'd sure like to send to you that discusses how evolution and science do not agree. In other words, it talks about how things didn't just happen by accident as a result of some explosion somewhere. And then we just, you know, evolved from that into what we are now. Evolution and science, they just do not agree. The name of the booklet is Evolution and Science. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I'd sure like to send you this booklet. It's called Evolution and Science. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe. Now, that's two words. West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.